Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's September 14th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Well. Facebook is up to, it's up to stuff again. Not really sneaky this time, but hey, you know, it wouldn't be Facebook without it doing some changes here and there. This one has to do with your profile picture now. Now, granted, a lot of people like to change their profile picture on a regular basis, and I guess Facebook has taken notice of this. So it's trying to make it a little easier and quicker to change them up every so often. According to those folks over at TechCrunch, Facebook is testing a new feature that allows people to temporarily set a new profile photo, which then after a few days or hours or weeks, it just goes away. Facebook says it's testing this feature in response to the way that people often use their profile pictures to support a cause. Maybe they have their favorite sports team, big promotion, milestones, you know, those kind of things, or even birthdays. They say the idea is setting a temporary picture so you can express how you're feeling at that moment. Which probably then goes back to an algorithm that says, wow, you just got a new job promotion? Well, how about a new car? Ah, yes, information is power. Oh, Wi-Fi, yes, we need it everywhere, including our car nowadays. But a lot of times you forget to charge your Wi-Fi hotspot and go, oh, crap. AT&T might be here to help you. AT&T's unveiled a new gadget called Mobly. Yes, that's Mobly, not Moby, so Moby the singer can't sue AT&T. The interesting thing about this gadget, it actually plugs directly into your car's ODB2. That's the onboard diagnostics thingy. So once you turn the ignition on in your car, woohoo, your car becomes a Wi-Fi hotspot. And since it plugs directly into the car, you never have to worry about charging the thing. Mobly will accept up to 5 separate devices, and AT&T is promising a very robust LTE connection. Now for folks that are already paying out the kazoo for their AT&T plan, well, you can add this onto your plan for $10 a month. For non-mobile share members, though, it will cost $20 a month for 1 gigabyte of data. Wow! And $30 a month for 3 gigabytes of data. Oh, and the other catch, too? If your car is before 1996, yeah, it ain't gonna work with it. Oh, Plex. We used to make fun of Will Green on the BTN network for loving Plex, but let's face it, Plex is the bomb. Plex has sure come a long way in such a short time, and we love it so much we're looking for hacks to try to get it on our Apple TVs. But if you're interested in the new Apple TV, well, Plex has got a special surprise for you. Plex is telling the folks over at IT World it plans on bringing its media streaming front end to Apple's latest set-top box via, well, yes, you guessed it, an app. It will give you access to all your home's compatible music, photos, and videos. Yes, right directly on the Apple TV with no jailbreak. Plex is saying, though, that the project is still very early and wants to avoid setting any expectations until it has a chance to dig into the tvOS to see what exactly is possible. So knowing Apple, we won't get everything we're dreaming of. But again, what am I saying? Knowing Apple, we probably won't get Plex at all. Let's keep our fingers crossed, though, people. Come on, Tim. iTunes has really sucked lately. We need a better alternative. Thanks, man. Well, we all know that Xbox One is getting a major freaking overhaul, but a lot of people are saying, I don't know about this. That's why Xbox upcoming overhaul actually has an opt-in beta. Now, previous updates for Xbox were always just pushed out. You didn't have a choice. There you go. If it doesn't work, not our fault. It's your system. But according to spokespersons over there at Xbox, preview members will get a message in their system's inbox, and you'll need to register and opt-in from there. So if you're not really sure if you want to be a guinea pig or not, yeah, that's okay with Microsoft. You can choose not to participate in that double preview, and you can just stick with the regular dashboard and updates that you like right now. So if you're worried about your smooth gaming experience continuing, you can relax, man. And finally, yes, my worst Italian accent ever. Why do you say? Well, it's Mario's birthday. Can you believe it? Mario is 30 years old, which makes me feel freaking old. Yes, over the weekend, Super Mario Brothers celebrated 30 years of existence. 1985 saw that little plumber jumping all over our TV screens, jumping down those rusty pipes, swimming through oceans, trying to find that little princess that when you got at the end, you were kind of disappointed. And from there, Mario took on a life of his own. In one installment after another, including Super Mario World, Super Mario 64, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Kart, oh man, the list goes on and on. So happy birthday, Super Mario! Though it does kind of make you wonder, remember Mario and Luigi kind of came out at the same time. Nobody ever talks about Luigi. Poor guy, probably in rehab. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there. Fill your week full of BTN love. Oh, yeah. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up in all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, it's Monday. Do your best. I know it's hard, but we can do it. And thank you, as always, for listening.